Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tasha Cobb singing Fill Me Up Overflow on One Mic, One Take. You provide the fire.
Thank you.
for that song this morning, amen. We want to pray right now, amen. Father God, we are thankful for the word of God, the people of God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us, continue to watch it over us, for being a keeper today. And Lord, I praise you for being a keeper. You are the provider. And Lord, we're looking to you continually, Lord, to meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory. Thank you for this day, oh Lord. I praise you for this day that you woke up this morning, oh Lord. You allowed me to see another day that I have never seen before. And so, Lord, I come to say thank you today. Thank you for the people, Lord, who on the line this morning, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for those on Facebook this morning, Lord. And Lord, I say all glory and honor and praise is unto you in Jesus' name. Bless the word today and bless those that are here in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Praise God. We come today. We thank you all for being on today. Amen. That's a lot of background there. Praise God. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Hey, thank God for the background noise. Amen. Amen. I'm just going to do that song today. Amen. For this time and this hour. Amen. We just come. You know, we got a lot of snow, a lot of ice and snow in Texas. You know, when we get a lot of ice and snow in Texas, we. It seems like we get froze in because we can't come to see a little hot, a little snow in Texas. You can't drive. There's people at home. And all kinds of things go on, amen. So you got people keeping up with snow. A little snow, amen. I'll think about the noise in the background. I don't know who it is. But praise God with the noise in the background. Amen. I thank you today. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Sister Tiffany for coming on today. Amen. I came just to bring the word today because, you know, we got to do the word. God sent us to do the word. Amen. And I was thinking after listening yesterday about.
Can I get rid of that noise? We can't hear you, Paige. We can't hear you. What's the noise?
I'm trying to. I got to see who it is now to see who that noise is.
Somebody need to put their phone on mute.
Hallelujah. Put your phone on mute today, amen. Hallelujah. Because we're keeping the noise, we can't hear you. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. That is like.
Line muted.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise
Did that
God.
Make it better?
A lot better.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank God. Thank God that you can hear today. You know, I was sitting there thinking yesterday when Friday someone reminded me that, amen, well, Steve Harvey, they say, had a new religion out, amen. And I think it was called Chrislam or something like that. He's coming out.
Line unmuted.
The mix.
Line muted.
He's trying to mix them together, amen. And we have to realize we can't mix. We can't mix that together. And you got to know difference, all of you on the line, and all of you. It's so-called Christendom, but we won't say Christendom because. But
line unmuted.
So-called Christian, we can't mix those things together, and you have to be careful what you allow to come into your ears and what you allow yourself to listen to these days because God don't want you to listen at anything and don't want you to get deceived and have somebody to lead you off and something that's. That's not so. And he's even going around saying there's another way for us to be saved. And we don't know but one way. Jesus said he is the way. If you look at St. John chapter 14, so he said, I am the way. And when we realize Jesus is the way and there's no other way, then we have to realize there's no other way we can get to God except through Jesus. Now, other people might be bringing up another way, but there is no other way, amen. And if Jesus said, you can't get into the kingdom except through him, then that is the only way. But there are other people coming up with new ideas and new gospels trying to pull you away. And we can see that most of the time it's some of the rich people who want to make their own way. They don't want to go by the way of God. They want to go their own way, want to do their own thing. So we have to be careful who we listen to. And you know, when we look at this Bible, the Bible says that there's only one gospel today. If you turn in your Bibles to Galatians, this is not my message, but I have to get on this because I want the saints to know you got to be careful who you're listening to today, because they will lead you astray, and we don't want to be led astray, because you got to know what you believe today, because the time is coming, and now is, when there are many false prophets arising to draw people after them to try to promise you life and liberty, and yet they give you hell themselves. Amen. I like what Paul says here, and I'm just going to read Galatians 1 and 6. Paul said, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into another grace of Christ, unto another gospel. He said, I marvel that people are being moved, saints of God, are being moved to another gospel. They don't want to hear the truth of the gospel that is being ministered. They got to go off and get something else. We don't need anything else. We just need to get what we already have together. We need to just believe this word we already got. We don't need a new gospel. We don't need a new Jesus. We don't need anything else preached. We need to just learn and do what this gospel says without going out trying to start something new, a new gospel. Chris Long. Paul said that you shouldn't be removed by these things, these people on television and these movie stars and these actors think because they have a little influence and they can pull you away from Jesus Christ. And that is seem like what is happening. They're trying to get you away from the truth and give you false hope. But you have to realize there's no other hope that we have except through Jesus. Amen. No matter who you are, there's no other hope. Amen. You can't redeem yourself. You can't make your own self righteous. Amen. Because if you don't have a sacrifice, then there's no remission of your sin. And there's no way you can just keep the Sabbath and your sin is forgiven. The Bible don't say that. So some people are being moved to another gospel. And verse 7 said, he said, which is not a gospel, another. But there'll be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. And that is what is going on. They're perverted. They got perversion going on. He's got perversion going on. He said he used to be a Christian, but he wants to convert. I believe John said that if he had been of us, he wouldn't have no doubt have stayed with us, but him leaving and going from among us showed that he never was really of us. If you're going to say you was a believer and then you're going to go transform, then that means you never was a believer in the beginning. You was a fake from the beginning. And so if Steve has went over and trying to bring both of them together, that means that he was never in the faith. He was a liar from the beginning. And being that he was a liar then, it shows who he was by what he did, because he crossed over to the other side trying to bring two things that is at odds with one another together. You can't bring the flesh and the spirit together, amen. There's just no way possible that you can bring the flesh and spirit together. They don't agree with each other, amen. Islam and Christ, they don't agree with one another. There are some Christians say, well, there are three gods, and then Islam said there's only one God. And if you start worshiping, which God are you going to worship? I mean, you say there's three. I'm saying you say it's three. You said there's three, but which one are you going to pray to? I mean, which one are you going to worship? Now, Islam don't believe there's one. So if Islam believe in the one God, then how are you going to put three gods with the one God? Y'all going to be at odds with one another. Y'all going to disagree with one another. And you're never going to be able to bring things together and agree is because right just from the start, you're in disagreement. Y'all can't go along with that stuff. I'm just telling you today. This wasn't supposed to be what I was going to talk on, but praise God since I got started, amen. But he said, but though we are an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. If he going to bring that mess, let him be accursed too. Amen, amen. You should turn a deaf ear to him. Tell him, go on, be the comedian that he is, amen. And if he's going to start a new gospel, that must be what the gospel, that gospel he preaches must be the comedian gospel. You know, he said, it's a joke. Y'all need to laugh at that because what he's bringing to you is a joke. He's not bringing you the truth because he's a comedian, and a comedian always telling you a joke. And see, what he's trying to bring to you is nothing but a joke. It's not the truth. And so don't be listening to him, amen. Praise God. But though we are an angel preaching another gospel unto you, then, which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, say now I again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Let Steve be accursed. If he's going to start something that he's not going to let it be the truth. He's not going to let it be the gospel of Jesus Christ that we're saved by grace. We're not saved by grace. We're saved by grace, not by works. Amen. Amen. And we're saved by faith. And faith has works. And if it's not going to be because we have faith in Jesus Christ, then you listen to the wrong gospel. Amen. Don't listen to the wrong gospel today. All of you online today, you need to not listen to the wrong gospel, amen, because Jesus has died for us and shed his blood for us, and you shouldn't listen to no other gospel. Paul letting us know here, don't you be listening to that mess. You get your ears hooked on that stuff, you won't be deceived. And so just because he might be a great comedian, and you need to let him continue to be a comedian and let him tell his joke and get you to laugh. And then he ain't that funny either, though, you know. I mean, I know he tells his joke, but he ain't that funny, praise God. And so I know he's making money at it, but he still ain't that funny to me. And if he's going to bring up another gospel, he really ain't funny. Amen. He done turned away all his funniness to me. Amen. I'm just going to continue to let what he's doing be a joke, amen. Yeah, turn to the book of Ephesians right quick, amen, because God wants us to get grounded and rooted. Because if you're not grounded and rooted, amen, you'll be moved by every little thing come along. Every little thing you hear, you'll be moved by. If you don't get grounded in this gospel that you believe that Jesus died and that he rose again, you'll be moved by anything if you don't get grounded in this. See, one thing, you got to get grounded in this thing to believe that Jesus died, he rose from the dead on the third day, amen, and he ascended back into heaven. You have to believe that Jesus is the Christ. If somebody's going to try to bring something else to you, you can't believe that stuff. This is what the Bible says, and we look at the Bible as being the truth, amen. Some people don't want to accept it as truth. They want to judge the Bible, still accepting as truth. They think they have the right to change things in here just because they got saved. Amen. But you know, I never have seen where that the clay like to tell the potter what to do. You can't tell me what to do. I'm the clay. I know you're the potter. You can't tell me how you make me. Why is the clay rising up against the potter? That's the way it is. When you reject what the word said, that means you are rising up against the potter. And the potter can smash you out at any time. Amen. And so stop fighting against the word and fall on the word. Amen. Listen to what it says in Ephesians here. Amen. Is the reason that he gave the ministry in the first place to bring us into unity. But verse 14 in Ephesians 4 and 14 says, so that we won't be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and the cunning craft, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. That is why we listen to the word, so that we won't be moved by every little doctrine come along, every little man that rise up and say he's something. And here it is, I'm surprised that Steve Harvey would rise up and say that he's something, would rise up and say God told him to start another gospel, that God told him to start another faith, amen. And cunning crafting, you know, he's being cunning in this because he's trying to bring in Islam and put in Christianity and Islam together, and you know they don't agree with one another. Don't let nobody get you into that mess. Let's stick with what the word say. Amen. Let all the saints stick with the word. You got to fall on the word. It's the word that's going to save you. Amen. It's the word that's going to deliver you. It's the word that's going to set you free. It is God's word that's going to keep you from all of this mess that is going to be coming in these last days. Amen. I know many people ask me about, well, what about why are there 66 books? I said, I don't know exactly why there are 66 books, but I can tell you that the number six, amen. I said the number six is the day of man, amen. And then the number six is the day of man. And I said the first man was a six, that's Adam, and the last man, Christ Jesus, amen. The last man was Christ. And so when we got 66 books, we got the reading of the first man and the last man. You said, but what about the third man that comes? That's another six. I said, that other six is the Antichrist that's coming. I'm saying there's another man getting ready to rise up, and everybody going to miss Christ is because they're going to go after this man because some people looking for another man to come because they have not yet accepted Jesus as being the man, amen. When Jesus said, if you don't believe that I am he, well, what does he meant by when he was saying, if you don't believe that I am he? What Jesus was saying there, if you don't believe that I am he, means that you were supposed to believe that he was the one Moses spoke of at Deuteronomy 18 and 18, that Moses said, the Lord your God is going to raise up a prophet like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things, you know. So he was Moses letting them know there's somebody coming. But when Jesus came, Jesus said, I'm he. I'm the one that Moses spoke of. And then some of us are still looking for somebody to come, but he's already been here, amen. Isaiah talked about it. He said, you got to believe that I'm he. When you see him, you're going to believe that I am he. Letting us know that Isaiah spoke about someone to come. David spoke about someone to come, amen, that the Messiah was coming. And then even with us, we got to believe that he is the Christ, the Son of God. He is the Christ. Amen. He was the one to come. He was the one Isaiah spoke about. He was the one of joy spoke about. The Son of Righteousness. Amen. Was going to rise with healing in his wings. He was that man. And everybody believed that Jesus was that Christ. Jesus is the Christ. Amen. He was the Son of God. Amen. And he was the prophet which was to come. Amen. And he was the anointed one that was to come. But somebody's trying to turn you over to somebody else to say there was another man. Somebody said it was Elijah Muhammad. He was the one. But he couldn't have been the one because Jesus was the last one to come. Maybe Elijah Muhammad was a prophet, but he wasn't the prophet, amen, the one that was come. Jesus was the anointed one. I haven't heard anything about Elijah Muhammad was anointed. I heard that he wrote a lot, but I didn't hear nothing about it. There was no anointing upon him. So he couldn't have been the one. You see, it was an anointed one, amen. And we were supposed to hear that anointed one. And so all of us, we got to get back to Jesus now, amen. The Bible talks about the name of Jesus. Amen. The name of Jesus is above every name. If the name is above every name, I mean, I don't know what every means, but it means everything, you know. Some people try to change that around. Say, no, his name ain't above every name. But then they have to scratch that out the Bible then, because if the Bible right, then I got to believe what the Bible says. Come on, let's get away from this false religion and false Christ that's coming in these last days. Amen. Let's get rid of that stuff. Don't fall in that stuff. Amen. Isaiah chapter 43. Amen. I just like Isaiah 43. Amen. I just want to look at some stuff here because, you know, all of this false Christ and false hope coming up. Yeah, we have no hope except that it's in Jesus. Jesus is our hope. Amen. The Bible does say Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. I looked at Isaiah 43 and verse 10. Amen. Praise God. He said, ye are my witness, said the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye might know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore you are my witness, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who will let it? When Jesus was coming along, he said, if you don't believe that I am he, if you don't believe that I am he, you'll die in your sin. And here Isaiah trying to let us know what the Father said about him, what the Word said about Jesus, and Jesus was the Word, and the Word came to do what the Word said it would do, and the Word did what it said it would do, and the Word became God, and God was the Word, and the Word came walking, doing what the Word said it was going to do. But here Isaiah talk about a witness was going to rise up to bear witness of the truth. Jesus came to bear witness of the truth, and he said, thy word is truth. I came to bear witness to the word, that what the word said that I would do, I came doing it. I came open up the eyes of the blind, amen. Amen. If you look up that verse 8 in chapter 43, you'll see that he was supposed to open up the eyes of the blind. He was to heal the sick. He was going to open the deaf ears. Amen. He was going to gather the nation of people. He was going to assemble the people together. Amen. And Jesus was supposed to do all these things and came doing all of those things. And yet when he came, nobody wanted to receive him. He began to tell them, if you knew my Father, then you would know me. In other words, Jesus was saying to everybody, if you knew the word, then you would know who I am. If you knew the word, because it was the word that sent me. It was the word that sent me. If you knew the word, you would know that it's the word that sent him. Amen. And if the word sent him and you knew the word, then you should have known him when he came by looking at the word. Because the word, we said the Old Testament is a word picture. The Bible is a word picture. It's an illustration, or is a foreshadow, or something that was to come. And because it's an illustration or a foreshadow of something to come, when you read the Old Testament, the Old Testament foreshadowed Jesus. Told all the things he was going to do, all the things he was going to accomplish, even though he was going to be beaten. Isaiah chapter 53 talk about he was going to be beaten. Oh, amen. He was going to be a man that was hated. Amen. He was going to be a man that his brothers forsook him and turned their back on him. It talks about all the things that he was going to do. And he came doing all those things. And then we should have known that he was the one. He was the one, not the two. And see, that's where we get messed up at right there. We want to say there was two of them, and the Bible said he was the one. Besides me, there is no Savior. Besides me, there is no God. Besides me, there is no Lord. And so now, if besides him, there is no other, then how do we bring all this other stuff in to say there was somebody else or there was something else? How do we get all that in if there was one? Now, we got some said there was three of them, three distinct persons in one God. Now, that would look kind of funny. I mean, a three-headed man walking around, a three-headed person in a way, walking around. No, they distinct, amen. I don't know how to put it together. You know, you got three persons. One, two, three. Three persons. And them three people are one. Sound kind of odd to me. If there's one person, there's one person. Out of that person might be different things manifest out of him, but he's still only one. He can be manifested in a different way and yet remain the same person. You know, even we say that angels are spirits, you know what I mean? Angels is spirits sent forth to minister. But yet when the angel showed up to Daniel said it was a man. In the ninth chapter of Daniel, I believe, he said the man Gabriel showed up. But all angels are spirits. And Daniel said it was a man that showed up. But angels are spirits. You mean that spirit was an angel or that spirit became a person? Now, if an angel, amen, who the Bible said is a spirit, if he angels, the Bible said he's a spirit. If an angel can manifest himself as a person, why can't God manifest himself as a person and still be God? The angel manifests himself as a man, and he still was a spirit. I believe when you look in St. John, when Jesus talked to the woman at the well, he said, God is a spirit. When you go to the book of Deuteronomy, I believe it's 13, he said, God is not a man. God is not a man. And then St. John 8, I mean, I said 4 and 8, said, God is a spirit. God is not a man. God is a spirit. Well, how is it that you can make three distinct persons and God is not a man, he's a spirit? And you see, even some Christian doctrine don't even agree with what they say. And if Steve going to come along to try to put Christendom and Muslim together, how are you going to do that? How can that be? God is a spirit. I'm going to still accept God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit. Amen. How can God be everywhere at the same time? How can he be omnipotent? Amen. How can he be all over except that he's a spirit? If you're going to hold him to just being a person, one person can't be everywhere at the same time. That's why Jesus said, I got to go back. I got to go back to the Father because right now I'm here in man's form right now, and I'm in this body, but I got to go back to where I came from because now I'm a man, but I got to go back to being spirit so that I can be in all of you at the same time as a person. He was in one place, but now he's gone back to the Father. He can be in everybody at the same time. Aren't you glad about it? Amen. When the Bible talks about it's the Christ in you that is the hope of glory. Hallelujah. It's the Christ in you. That is what the hope of glory is. It's the Christ in you. It's the Spirit that is in you is your hope. Amen. You have no other hope except that it's the Christ that is in you. Amen. It's the hope of glory. And this is why we have to get the Christ in us so that we can become what he is. You see, this is one of the things we say we have to get saved. And the Bible says, except a man is born again, he cannot see or the kingdom of God. Now, we think about that see, that means, except a man born again, he can't understand the kingdom of God. And see, God wants you to understand his kingdom, that this kingdom, amen, you won't understand it except you're born again, because you're always going to be looking at your flesh. And if you're looking at your flesh, you won't be able to accept the kingdom. Because we already know, they say, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Flesh and blood. Now I said flesh and blood. Flesh and blood can't inherit the kingdom of God. And so therefore, you have to be born again. And this is where we all things become new. This is where the changeover comes. This is now where your flesh is to die, but your spirit on the inside of you is made alive again. See, your spirit in you has to be made alive, that thing that gives life, that thing that calls you to live, amen. The spirit in you is like a life on the inside of a seed. You know, we are seeds, amen. We're to be sown, amen. It's like you got a peanut seed, amen, and you put that peanut seed in the ground, but if there's no life in that seed, it won't resurrect. And see, what the reason God said, I want you to be born again, because I want to put my life, my spirit on the inside of you. My spirit will become life in you, and when you die, that same spirit that is on the inside of you will resurrect you unto life again, amen. And so that's why it says, if a man dies, shall he live again? Oh, yes, he's going to live again. Amen. You want to live again, that is, if the life of God is on the inside of you, if you have accepted Jesus as your Savior, amen, that is what's going to put life on the inside of you. And if you don't have the Spirit of God in you, then there's no life in you. You're just a dead man walking. As the body without the spirit is dead, so it's faith without works is dead, amen. There got to be some life in that. A body without the spirit is dead. You dead, amen. When we fall dead, amen, that spirit leaves you, and that old flesh just collapses and lays there. Because there's no life in it, amen. It's cold. Become hard. It's good for nothing. After the spirit leaves that body, it ain't good for nothing but to put it to the grave. That's all we can do to it, so the worms can eat it up and so that it can go back to dust. Your flesh don't do no good. Your flesh ain't going nowhere, amen. It's going back to the dust from where it came. But if you have the life of God in there, God will resurrect that body in that day, that as if you have accepted Jesus, and not let somebody take you off and think you're going to make it some other way. Hallelujah. The Bible calls it a mystery. Amen. Praise God. Colossians chapter 1, amen. Verse 25, amen. It said, wherefore I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God. He talk about the mystery here now. Even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generation, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of his glory to the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we might present every man perfect in Christ. See, we try to present you perfect in Christ, perfect in the spirit, perfect in the spirit, not perfect in the flesh. But he wants you perfect in the Son. And this is why we have to come into the knowledge of the Son. Because, you see, you have to realize who you are and who you're going to become. Because sometimes people make less of you think. See, the flesh got you thinking less of yourself than what God thinks of you. Because we got to realize that it's more to us than just this flesh here. Because there's a treasure in an earthen vessel. Hallelujah. We are that treasure. In other words, you want to know how rich you are. See, you're rich in God because God has a treasure in you. Amen. So the treasure of wisdom and knowledge, you see, you don't realize how rich you can be when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Amen. God puts a treasure in you because he wants you to become like himself. Now this is the thing that most people are, that it's hard for them to accept. Yeah, because they're looking at their flesh. They're not looking at who God made them. They're looking at who they think they are. And see, this is why we have to be brought into the knowledge of what God has done for us. Not what we do for ourselves. Because, you see, most of the time people preach, they're going to preach all that you have to do. And they're not telling you what God has already done for you. So that you can accept that, amen, and so that you can walk in that, amen, and so you can become what God has made you. This is why the Bible tells us, every man thinking in his heart, so is he. You got to change your thinking around, you see. You see, our problem is that you got to change your thinking around, amen. Repentance means to, repent means to change the way you think. John the Baptist came preaching, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And Jesus submitted himself to John the Baptist, and Jesus came preaching, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And every man has to press his way into it. Now, everybody wasn't going to accept it right away because, you see, the thinking had to be changed. Now, what do I mean by the thinking had to be changed? Amen. What I mean by the thinking has to be changed, you see, you got to realize under the Old Testament, amen, the saints of God was promised some land, which is an earthly inheritance. That was the Old Testament. God promised Abraham Canaan. I'm going to give you Canaan. And if you walk up right before me, I'm going to give you Canaan, for this is my promise in the flesh. This is my promise in the flesh. I'm going to give you a land. You see, back then, when they was down in Egypt, they was excited about going to another land, going to another place, because where they was living at that time had become harsh, and they was being persecuted, amen, down in Goshen, which is in Egypt. When they went down there, everything was all right because there was Joseph that got them in there and got them a good place to stay. But God still had a promise for a land that they was going to. Hallelujah. And because of the land they was going to, they was excited by going to a land that was filled with milk and honey. They was excited about going to Canaan. And that was their hope while they was down in Egypt, was going to a land which was an earthly possession or an earthly inheritance. But what they forgot about, that when God spoke to Abraham by promise, amen, not only did he promise them the earthly inheritance, but he talked about a seed that was going to receive an inheritance. And through Isaac, that seed was going to come. Those was going to be the children of promise, amen. And this was a promise by faith. And so with us right now, see, the reason there had to be a different covenant, because the old covenant had promises of the flesh. The old covenant had fleshly promises. You know, if they did what was right at the time, they would receive something to come, amen, and they live according. They were supposed to live according to the covenant God made within an old. But in our new covenant, amen, it's not an earthly inheritance that we are promised. Hallelujah. We are promised a heavenly kingdom now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because everything that is you can see is natural. Everything you can see here on the earth, amen, it's not eternal. Everything that you can see with your eyes is not an eternal thing. It's a temporary place. It's a temporary thing. Yeah, just like your body that you got that you're living in, it's a temporary place, amen. This earth right here now is a temporary place. But you see, the promise that they had in the Old Testament was for a temporary thing. But now God has promised us an eternal thing. This is an eternal inheritance. So God wants to give us something not just going to last for a while, but praise God, it's going to give you something that would last eternally, amen. And so you should want the eternal thing of God, not these earthly things that's going to perish. That house you get is going to perish, amen, amen. That new car you get going to perish, amen. And all the money you got going to perish. And it might not wait till the end to perish, because pretty soon the money might not be no good no way. So you don't set your heart upon your money, because you might not have none after a while anyway, praise God. And so you better get your eyes off of your money and get your eyes off of stuff. And get your eyes on Jesus, amen, and realize that the inheritance that I want is that eternal inheritance, and we can call that, we want a heavenly thing, amen. Now, somebody say a heavenly thing, you know, is it going to be a place, amen? Well, they say it's going to be a place, amen, amen. But why couldn't it be a state of being? Why couldn't a heavenly thing be a state of beings, not just a place, amen, a state of beings, amen? Why couldn't it just be, if I'm going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkle of the eye, amen, that I'm going to become something that I wasn't, amen, I'm going to be a heavenly being, amen. I'm changing from one state to another state of being. I'm going from one state of living to another state of living. And so when I'm changed, then my temporary thing is gone, and now I'm putting on my eternal thing. The temporary body is gone, and now I'm putting on my eternal body. And see, that is our hope in God, that this natural, amen, is going to become eternal. And the reason we accept Jesus is because we have faith that what he did, and like he did, that he pulled off his earthly body and got him a spiritual body, amen, and he went right on living again, amen. And so if you have that hope in God, then this is why we need to be born again and accept Jesus as your Savior, and not running after all this other junk that's going to give you an earthly inheritance. But you don't want an earthly inheritance no more. You want an eternal inheritance. That's why the Bible says, set your desires on things above and not on things of the earth. Have you already noticed, even in this time of life, the thing that's going on, that money can't help you right now? You are in a state right now that money can't help you. Herman Cain wouldn't be dead if money could have helped him, but he still died of COVID because money couldn't buy him. Money couldn't buy his life after COVID. So many other millionaires done died by the COVID because money couldn't help them. Hallelujah. So things can't help you. No matter what you own, can't help you when it's time to die. That is why you need Jesus, because when you die, you can live again. But if you haven't accepted Jesus, everything that you own and have is on here on earth. I always ask people all the time, you know, I say, now, somebody sent me a picture of that happening one day. I said, have you ever seen a hearse, a U-Haul behind a hearse? I asked that question. And somebody did send me a picture of one, amen. But you don't see a U-Haul behind a hearse. And what I'm trying to say, everything that you brought into this world, you didn't bring nothing into this world, and you ain't going to take nothing out. Everything that you got, you enjoy it now, and if you don't accept Jesus, you're going to catch hell later on. That's all. Amen. Have a good time now. Catch hell later on. Amen. Go on about sin. Go on in your sin. Keep on sinning, amen, and not realize God trying to talk to you, amen, that God trying to tell you right now you need to repent. You need to change your mind. Change your mind about what you're doing and the way you're acting. Oh, it makes you so, it makes you, you know, I look on the Facebook sometime and I see people who are supposed to be saints, supposed to be saints. They talking about God. Oh, Jesus. Child, Jesus bless me. And then you look on the same Facebook page, you see them in a motel room with a man and know they ain't married to him. But they say they're going to heaven. They say they're going to heaven, amen. They say they're going to make it, amen. They say they're serving Jesus. They say. Amen. They say they're serving Jesus and cussing like a sailor. I guess that's what they call it, a sailor. That's like Peter was one of them. Peter was a sailor, and he cussed too, amen. Peter was a cusser too, amen. He worked at the shipyard, amen. Because he worked at the shipyard, he got the cussing too. Amen. You work, you stay around cussing people, you'll start cussing. That's why I tell you, you got to watch who you're around, amen. Because they'll have you acting just like them. Supposed to be saints. Supposed to be saved, amen. Shacked up. Been living with a man for 25 years and ain't never got, and ain't married to him. And say you might be a Christian. I don't know, yeah, you might be one, amen. You are not a saint. You can be a Christian, but you know, I ain't seen Christians in the Bible two times in King James that I know of. And then God never told us to call ourselves Christian, no way. It's just that what they called us, they called them Christians in that time, amen. And then I guess the guy who printed the Bible when in the book of Peter when he said, if you suffer as a Christian, happy are ye. I didn't see what Paul was suffering as a Christian. I saw Paul suffering because he was in the way. Paul never said he was persecuting Christians. He said, I'll persecute the people in the way. Isaiah chapter 35, it said, the way shall be holiness, but ain't nobody being persecuted for being in holiness today because ain't nobody living holy today. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to live right and believe right to get there. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Nobody wants to die. And we realize that if you're going to get to heaven, you got to die so you can live again. And one of the things you got to do, you got to die from yourself. Praise God. Carlos Hatch, praise God. Amen. Sister Antoinette from Kansas, Carlos Hatch, Ohio, amen. Praise God for y'all being here, amen. And so when are we going to get to a place we're going to get serious about Jesus? Or are we going to follow these fallacies that these false prophets and the ones who are making themselves preachers, amen. If Steve going to be one, he made himself one, amen, amen. And he going to tell some jokes. And when he come tell you about Chris Lamb, amen, you know that's a joke, amen. Y'all laugh. False teaching. And people tell you, you're going to make it in Christ without the Spirit, amen. How you going to go? How you going to be raised from the dead and there's no Spirit in you, there's no life in you? What does the scripture say? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians, just say, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Jesus said, except you be born of water and of spirit. Except you be born of water and of spirit. I think that St. John 3 and 5. Except you be born of water and spirit. Except. And then you got we got preachers. And saints going around say, oh, well, you know, you don't have to do that. Lying demons. You got some people even say, well, you don't need to be baptized in water. Lying demons. How can you preach the death, burial, and resurrection and don't believe in baptism? The baptism is about death, burial, and resurrection. How can you preach that? How can you preach the death, burial, and resurrection, false prophet? How can you go around preaching something that is not of God? A death, a burial, and a resurrection. How can you go preaching Jesus, and even Jesus had no sin, but he still went through and let John baptize him unto death, amen. He had a death, burial, and resurrection, amen. If you say you're following Jesus, if you say you're following Jesus and you're doing what Jesus did, Jesus was baptized in water and he didn't have no sin.
Amen.
And
amen.
Here you got sin and you're going around telling people the water don't count.
Amen.
That shows who you are. Many false prophets are going by teaching. Many people have got away from the word of God, going off onto something else. So what are you going to do?
Amen.
Are you going to repent? Are you going to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin, like the Bible say, do it? Or are you going to follow some other fallacy somewhere? I said in the name of Jesus, too. My wife, when my wife married me, she better have took my name.
Amen. Amen.
If she had took my name, it means she didn't belong to me. And if you didn't take Jesus' name, you don't belong to him either. You ain't married yet.
Amen.
My wife takes on the husband's name. Amen. I don't know why so many people fight against Jesus' name, baptism. Why would you fight against something you're supposed to be exhorting? I don't understand it. False prophets, false prophets. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. Praise God. One thing, you know, Ezekiel chapter 13. I just got to get into it. I don't know why I'm going like this today. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 13. Turn that
preach it real. Preach it real hard. You preach it real hard.
Ezekiel chapter 13. Amen. Verse 1. Because today, you know, when I heard about this man going around doing this, this wasn't what I had on mind today. I don't know why I went this way. This wasn't what I had in mind today, saints. But I'm trying to get you to see something that we got to get a hold of the truth, because we don't want to be left behind because of a lie. You need to know what the words say and do what the words say, amen, and stop all this fooling and playing around. Stop acting like you're a saint. Just go on, have fun, and go to hell. Go to hell having fun. Don't be halfway, half-stepping. Either get in or get out. It's either we're going to live for God or we're not. Oh, I'm saying, oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And then you just got out of bed. You came to church Sunday morning, you just got out of bed with somebody. And he wasn't your husband. He wasn't your husband. He wasn't your wife. You're going with Sister So-and-so's husband, slipping around with it. And you're supposed to be a saint in the church. All this mess going on.
Preaching real hard.
Preacher got children in the church besides his own with his wife. I'm not talking about Johnny come lately, what he did in the past. I'm talking about what he's doing today.
Preaching real hard.
And we're supposed to be saved. Notice what it says in Ezekiel chapter 13. Amen. He said, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say unto them that prophesy out of their own heart, hear ye the word of the Lord. Now notice what he said. Prophesy against the preachers. Lord, have mercy. Hey, you'll notice that the policemen, they ain't gonna talk against each other. The policemen, nope. That's why they got that blue flag up, let you know they gonna cover one another. The doctors ain't. I remember when my daddy was in the had got an operation, and one of the doctors said, well, they should have put a stent on his left side to run to his right to his right side, and so that the blood would flow from the left side to the right side. But they didn't do that, and the doctor said, I won't go to court and say that either. He was letting us know, amen. I'm telling you this, but I won't go to court and say that. And so here God says right here to the prophet, go prophesy against the preacher that's lying to the people. And sometimes we get upset when we talk against another preacher, but if he lying, you need to tell him he lying. Yes, you're going to get some brick thrown at you for doing it. And when we get about this prophet, look at all these prophets that, let me show you these false. Look at all these prophets that went away. Well, Donald Trump, oh, I saw a vision. The Lord said to me, when I was sitting down, yeah, he's going to have another term, and it's going to be 8 years. And yes, the God said that. And then all the lying preachers got together and came together on that. Yeah, he's going to be president again. And we need to prophesy against some lying prophets that prophesy out of their own spirits.
Preach, boy, preach.
Not only prophesying out of their own spirit, they're lying to you too.
Every tell her like you do.
Oh, sha. Oh, yeah. The Lord said he's going to get you a new house. Just send me $1,000. Now send me $1,000. God's going to get you in the house. Hallelujah. Praise God. I see it right now. I see it in a vision right now. You living like a dog and say God's going to bless you with a house, and you still living like a dog and asking God to bless that mess? How's God going to bless you with your mess?
Amen.
And he prophesied out his own speech just to get that $1,000 out of your pocket. He said, prophesy against them liars.
Telling you dreams.
Always prophesy money, houses, and land because you love to hear that. You don't want nobody to tell you about your rottenness. How rotten you are on the inside. You don't want nobody telling you that.
Amen.
You still got a hatred on the inside of you. You're still jealous and you're still mean as a Rottweiler. If a Rottweiler is mean, I don't know what he is. You're still mean as a Rottweiler. Amen. Praise God. You cuss, you lie, you're still acting the crazy. You're still partying, you're still going out to the club. And the only reason you ain't in the club, like you wasn't in the club last night, is because it wasn't on open.
Amen. Come on.
But then you want the false prophet to come tell you all the good news. Yeah, I'm going to tell you some good news. If you don't live right, you ain't going to die right. And if you don't die right, you ain't getting up right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on. Well, give me your horoscope. Yeah, that's your horoscope. If you don't get saved, you're going to hell. That ought to be a good horoscope right there. That's a scope of horror right there.
Hoo-wee. Amen.
Repent and believe the gospel. Not believe Steve Harvey, the stuff he said. Not believe all this stuff everybody else telling you, but come back and get back to the word of God. If you're going to be saved, live saved. If you ain't going to live saved, go and have you some fun then. If I'm going to hell, I might as well have a good time going.
Amen.
Now it's time to live right. Do you see the writing on the wall? The writing is on the wall. These are the last days. These are the last days, and you got to straighten up. I talk about the lying preachers again, amen.
Talk about them.
I haven't seen no Trinity in the Bible. Have you seen Trinity in the Bible? I haven't seen no Trinity in the Bible. You say, well, that's all you're going to talk about is in the Bible, ain't it? If you're lying about it, you're lying. I haven't seen there was three persons in the Godhead. If you've seen it, please send me a scripture. Please send me the scripture. Put it on Facebook and say, Brother Page, I saw Trinity in the Bible, that God said he was three persons. I saw it in the Bible. And put that on my next week, put it on post, that's in there, so I can read it. To tell the truth about it, amen.
Amen.
I'm talking about the false prophet, amen.
Come on.
False teaching. You know, you might say, well, what about false teaching? You know, a lot of times, we don't want to get to it sometimes. Let me see here. Hey, praise God. Let me read some of it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because, you know, I just reading and try to see how people get around things. You know, how we get around. How do we get around stuff, you know? We say we're preaching the truth, and then we'll go around stuff. I always wonder how you go around stuff. Amen. You go around stuff. And then you say, and then you're going to say that ain't right. Now, if you go and say something ain't right, you know, you're going to get the Bible out to me and tell me what's right. And then when you sit there and tell me what's right, and then you're going to get the Bible and look at the Bible and say the Bible is wrong. It ain't right.
But?
So how are you going to tell me it's not right and you right? Why would I mean, ask y'all this. Why would you listen to a preacher, amen, who say this is the word of God and it's the truth, and then he reads something in the Bible he don't like, he said it ain't the truth? Why would you listen to a two-faced hypocrite like that? I'm going to call him a hypocrite. You're going to use the word to correct me and then won't use the word to correct yourself. Why don't you correct yourself?
Come on.
Hallelujah. And I know people don't like this, but it's in the Bible. I'm talking about truth. Somebody said, I had my covering. Well, good, you got a covering. Amen. Praise God. I don't allow a woman to search. I suffer not a woman to teach or urge of authority over the man. But to be in silence, for Adam was first formed, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in transgression. Oh, it's written down. I mean, it's in the Bible. You know what I mean, huh? Maybe Paul lied when he told Timothy that. God didn't tell him that. Maybe that's what it was. You think the Bible was lying on that when he said for that not to happen? Or that didn't mean that?
Didn't mean that.
I'm just trying to ask some questions about truth today. Are these things that was written? Were they true? Amen.
Amen.
If you're online today, amen, praise God. If you're on Facebook, thank you, Sister Annette, amen. Thank you for being on today. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. I send a wave to you today. Amen. We got to be careful about the falsehood and false doctrine that's going on in the world today, because these are the last days. Amen. And then all kind of gospels are coming out. And they're not putting Jesus as the head. Amen. At the cornerstone. You see, once the foundation been laid, only thing we're supposed to do is build on the foundation that's already been laid. God didn't go tell you to change the foundation. The apostles, Jesus gave the apostles the right to lay the foundation so that the house can be built upon. But he didn't give you the right to go back and change the foundation. Because the foundation has certain measurements and things that they were supposed to do. When Moses built the ark, God gave him the exact measurements and things that he was supposed to build the ark by. He wasn't supposed to be all not one inch. Hallelujah. When he gave Noah the instruction to build the tabernacle in the wilderness, he instructed Moses how everything was supposed to be. And not divert from that, not even one inch. And even when the gospel was given to us, he gave the gospel, and we weren't supposed to divert from it, not one inch. And if you divert from it one inch, the building will come up crooked. We need to get the building right, get the foundation back right, because God has more for you than what you think, amen? The Bible said we're going to be sons of God. Hallelujah. We are sons of God, not we going to be. We are the sons of God. And because we are the sons of God, amen, praise God. That means God has given us a position that's higher than the angels. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Giving us a position with him higher than the angels. Because the Bible does say we're going to judge angels. Aren't you going to judge angels? Praise God. So that means I'm going to have a position above the angel that God has given me. I'm going to be right with Jesus because I'm an heir with him and joint heirs with him. And so I got to come up. I can't divert from the truth because I'm trying to go somewhere. I'm trying to get somewhere. I'm trying to come up to the full stature, the full measure of Jesus Christ. So I've got to walk in righteousness because it's sin that can keep me from getting there. Got to be honest with yourself. Amen. When you're looking at that 36:28-36, amen. Tell the truth about it. Say, Lord, I sure want it, Lord, but I want you more, Lord. I sure want it, but I want you more, Lord. I want you more, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want that man, Lord, but I want you more, Lord. I want you more. I realize I want you more, Lord, so I'm going to do this for you, Lord, because I want you more than I want that for myself. And if you are here today, you need to repent. Come out of that mess. You know what's right. Nobody got to keep telling you what's right. You already know what's right. Why you keep doing it then? You ain't supposed to be shacking up with no man. You ain't supposed to be letting no man live in your house, ain't married to your wife, your daughter, or your daughter living with some other man in your house. You don't let that happen. They ain't married. Put them out. Let nobody. You ain't shacked up in your house. You let somebody else shack up in there. That ain't godly. That ain't no glory. That ain't giving no glory to God. Well, you know, he ain't got nowhere to stay. Well, where you stayed before you met your daughter? Well, he was living with his mama, was sending back home to his mama. Saints got to stop that, amen. Stuff we started allowing that we, long time ago, we wouldn't dare allow that to happen. But now, we just gone off on the left field. Saints done turned around, gone back into the world. Ain't holy no more. Ain't nobody preach holy. Got the husband following the wives now. That ain't God's order.
Tell it like it
Father
is.
Father God, thank you today. Somebody want to be saved today. If you're online, you want to be saved, you need prayer or anything, just click on up there and say you need some prayer today because we're going to stop. Amen. This time is up. We're going to stop today. You need some prayer. Amen. You want to be saved? Just click on. Or if you're online, just say, Lord, I want to be saved. You made a confession right there. And say, God, I want to be saved. Hallelujah. If you're there, you want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, just say, Lord, fill me with your spirit today. That's all. You're making a confession. And God will fill you with his spirit right there where you are. To anybody. If not, we're going to close out. Amen. Father God, we thank you for the word of God, Lord. May it reach those, Lord, that you sent it to do, Lord. May it accomplish what you sent it to do. You said it wouldn't return void. And, Lord, may it bring repentance to those who are doing wrong, Lord. May they turn around and come back to you and realize and say, Lord, what must they do to be saved? And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the word that has gone forth And Lord, in the power and demonstration, Lord, of your spirit, Lord, let it prick the heart of those who need to be pricked. Let it change the mind of those who decide to go the other way, those who decide to backslide. Lord, may you turn them around and they come back again. And Lord, I give you praise for all the word and all your spirit and all that you have done and the things you shall do. We give praise in Jesus' name for amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're on Facebook, amen. If you'd like to donate anything, amen. We got Cash App. We have PayPal. And you can send it at carechurchinc@gmail.com. It's whatever you want to send to us. We appreciate it. Amen. Everything that got a little low since the pandemic. Everything that got a little low because there's no income coming. And lights still go on. And water still goes on. Everything continue as it was. If you like to send something, PayPal or Cash App at carechurchinc@gmail.com. Send us an offering if you would. We appreciate it. Amen. God will bless you for what you do. And so may God keep and bless y'all until we meet again. We'll see y'all next Sunday. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll see you next Sunday on Facebook. Same Facebook channel, same Facebook station. Amen. We're going to dismiss in Jesus' name. Amen.
Pastor Page, I got to give it to you in the morning, brother.
If anybody online, go ahead.
I got to give it to you because it all the pastors were preaching, the stuff that you preached on the morning.
Amen.
Our daughter wouldn't be out there running up behind these men, living with these men, getting babies by these men. I got a granddaughter right now. She out there and when I got pregnant. And guess what they're saying? Well, it's about time. It's about time she get pregnant. You don't supposed to be saying no junk like that. It's about time.
Amen.
She ain't got no husband. And just because she's 30 years old, you know, when she got pregnant, it's about time. That's not the word to say, babe. That's not it. That you don't say junk like that. You know, but back in the day, you would have, because back when I was coming up, man, at 9 o'clock, the old man coming up, and he's looking for stuff. Let you know time to get your butt out of there.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. No, go ahead, Brother Brian. You finish.
I just like the way he preached it, man. I wish if all the preachers would preach that kind of preaching, and it'll be a better life for our good and our children today. You know, the preachers, they don't preach it. You don't hear that in church. You don't hear nothing like that in church. But anyway,
amen.
Pastor Page, God bless you.
Thank you. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Amen. Give honor to God, head of my life. I give honor to Pastor Page and Sister Page today. And that was our secondary motion with Brother Bryant. If more preachers would preach this kind of preaching, the devil will have less people going to hell. And all those on the line, sit up there listening to that Steve Harvey junk. If you want to go to hell, go ahead. At least if you go to hell, go the right way, and not listening to this mess because of his status in the world. More preachers need to preach holiness, what God is. That just let you tell you that all this fake religion going around and all this your fake religion that you in, that means you Baptist and all you Kojic and all that mess, all that stuff is phony. And just like Steve Harvey coming up with this fake junk, that's what the devil did when he came up with all them fake religions too. There's only one way to follow God, and that's holiness. Without holiness, you can read it in Hebrews 12:14, without no man is going to see the Lord. That's the scripture. And so we need to stand on the word of God. I appreciate that preaching. That ought to hit everybody heart and ears today. to do what's right in the Lord. We are in the last days. And this ain't no joke. So thank Pastor Praise for going off on y'all today. I love this kind of preaching because this kind of preaching is supposed to hit home and break off all the infirmities of us that we carry around. We're delivering a boom today. And whoever offended, you need to be offended. Straight up. Amen. Have a good day.
Amen. Praise God. Anyone else today? Amen. Sister Alexandra, I want to thank you for the awesome gift that you gave. Amen. We want to thank you for it. You blessed us. I appreciate it. And thank you.
You are more than welcome, Pastor Patrick.
Amen. You and your daughter, amen. Thank you all for the blessing, the gift. Amen. Thank you. Amen. So I just, anyone else, amen. Don't forget about, amen. And I guess we make some announcements here. You got Brother Ray on every morning at 8:30 our time, 6:30 California time. Same area code, same code, but just a different, is 120-110-69 pound. He's on Monday through Friday and Wednesday nights, amen. So thank God. But Prevost will be on tonight at Blog Talk Radio, amen. I don't know what the subject going to be tonight, but it's 516-666-9967. Be on at 5 o'clock our time. I guess it's 3 o'clock California time, it says. Amen. Pastor Prevost will be on. Amen.
Yes, sir. We're going to be talking about. You did it again,
go ahead,
Pastor. We're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about Steve Harvey this afternoon. I want to hear everybody's opinion on this. I want everybody to tune, to chime in on it, what y'all think about it and all that. I got some recordings we got out of pulled up of him talking about it and everything. So I want y'all to tune in about it. And also, that's just one topic. Once we get through that topic, the next topic is who's more controlling, men or women? Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So those are the topics this evening. 516-666-9967. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. We got to talk about the topic of Steve Harvey today. Amen. Praise God. If you want to get on today at 3 o'clock California, 5 o'clock our time, Central Time, and about what he talk about planning and who's more controlling, the man or the woman. Amen. Is there another one? Somebody else? Oh, don't forget about the salt of the earth. Friday is at 3 o'clock California, 5 o'clock Central Time. Salt of the earth, amen. And the same line as this one, the 786-7473 pound. Amen. 5 o'clock. Amen. So she was had her walking in the spirit last week, amen. And so you can join her. Join us in a way at that time. And then we still have the prayer line going, called the Holy Ghost Prayer Line every day at 10 o'clock our time, 8 o'clock California time. Wow. I think it's a new number now. Amen. Lord have mercy. It's a new number. Jesus. And I don't even know. Let me see what that number is. Hallelujah. Let me see here. Praise God. Yeah, that's a new number now. Amen. It's 720-503-0. Access code 319-2020. Pound. That's the number to the Holy Ghost Prayer Line, Monday through Friday. So we got something going on all the time, every day. And if I miss anybody, amen, you got to remind me. I'll be sorry if I miss and didn't call your name because a lot of time I don't be thinking. Are you still here? Are y'all still here?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I thought I had hung up, amen. But anyway, if there's any other announcement that need to be made before we go, and thank y'all for coming on. I want you to know I really appreciate everything that y'all do and all the things that y'all have done. Amen. I mean, today, Sister Paige didn't come with me today, so bless God. She didn't want to get in the snow and the ice today. And we got our, I guess we're going to have our 2 weeks of winter. And I guess it's been starting all this week. So thank God for that, for the freezing. Now, some people might not thank God for it, but if it don't freeze, you'll have a lot of bugs when the summer comes. And the freeze comes to kill some of the bugs, so we won't have so many in the summer. And so there's a good purpose even for the freeze. Amen. Any other announcement before we go? Amen. If there's no more announcement, amen. Praise God. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the God strengthen you. May God have mercy on you. And may the sweet communion of the Spirit, may it rest, rule, and abide now and forever as we dismiss from this line, but never from your presence, Lord. Glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. You are dismissed. Let everybody just say amen. See y'all later.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church, say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church,
to what his word
says.
about to die.
churches. Let the churches.